Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Alice Shiruma in memory of her husband, George Shiruma. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Lois Toyama, President of the Hawaii Federation of the BWAs. Good morning, Mrs. Toyama.
Good morning. I'm Lois Toyama, the President of Hompa Honganji Mission of Hawaii's Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations. Thank you for inviting me to speak this morning. Later this morning, we will be holding the spring meeting of our Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations Board of Directors. Coincidentally, when I gave a White Way talk last year, it was also the day of our Federation Board spring meeting. At that time, we were looking forward to hosting the alumni of the Buddhist Women's Student Exchange Program. We had planned a tea and talk story session after our meeting to reconnect with women who had been part of the program. Each year, the BWA hosts an exchange program with young women from Japan. One year, we host two women from Japan, and the next year, we send two women to Japan, where they are hosted by Japanese BWA members for a stay of approximately 2 weeks. The program began in 1971, and this year marks its 50th anniversary. At last year's gathering, the alumni of the exchange program shared the many ways that the program has influenced their lives and the long-term impact of the program. They spoke of the way that the opportunity to experience a different culture, to broaden their world, and to make lasting friendships has led to personal growth and, in some cases, has given them the confidence to set higher goals for themselves. Ironically, the week after this gathering, which celebrated international travel, connection, and community, the shutdown due to the pandemic was imposed. The BWA, however, did not shut down. Instead, they actualized a phrase in His Eminence Gomonshu Kojun Otani's pledge, where he says, quote, "Moving away from self-centeredness, I will share a life of joy and sorrow with others, just like the Buddha whose caring heart always embraces us," end quote. Our members went to work. Realizing that there was a shortage of masks which would protect people from the spread of the virus, BWA members began sewing masks. They contacted hospitals, care homes, public agencies, and clinics to see who needed masks. This was a spontaneous response to a community need. Members have probably sewn and distributed over 6,000 masks across the islands. Some women sewed for 6 to 8 hours a day, pricking their fingers and breaking many sewing machine needles along the way. When the island of Lanai had an outbreak, Hawaii Betsuwin BWA members sewed and shipped masks to Lanai. Members of Maui United BWA sent masks and goodie bags to cheer people up. The president of Lanai Honganji BWA distributed the bags to those who needed them. When hospitals needed surgical caps, BWA members stepped up again to sew and distribute the caps. This entire effort was not organized from top down. It was individual members giving selflessly of their time and resources. They sewed alone at home, connected with others via phone or email, and established pickup and drop-off routines that followed physical distancing guidelines. In 1904, Lady Takeko Kujo, with her sister-in-law, Lady Kazuko Otani, established ladies' clubs in Tokyo, which eventually developed into the Fujinkai, now the Buddhist Women's Association. Lady Kujo was well known for her charitable work in the slums of Tokyo. During the Kanto earthquake of 1923, Fujinkai members from throughout Japan donated food and clothing, and Lady Kujo and her helpers distributed them to those affected by disaster. The work that the BWA members have done during the pandemic carries on the mission set by Lady Kujo and her ladies' clubs a century ago. There are other parallels between the present and the past in Jodo Shinshu. Famine was also a fact of life in medieval Japan. During the lifetime of Lady Ishini, the wife of our founder, Shinran Chonin, there were three major famines. In a letter to her daughter, Lady Ishini says, "In this province, the crop was severely damaged last year. There are many whom I do not expect to survive. Since most of our community is ruined, there is virtually no place to which one can turn. Two male servants who had served me for years passed away in the first month of the year." Food insecurity has also been an issue during the pandemic, as so many people are temporarily out of work or have even lost their jobs. Temple members and ministers, including BWA, have found creative ways to help to address this need in their communities. Jikoen, Mo'ili'ili, and Betsuin BWA members are cooperating to provide meals to clients of Family Promise, an organization which helps homeless families. Lihui Honganji had a rice roundup in which they collected over 3,000 pounds of rice to donate to the Kauai Independent Food Bank. As part of an interfaith effort, the BWA and the Junior Young Buddhist Association of Kapa'a Honganji helped to pack and deliver 713 meals to those in need. Kona Honganji had a food drive and distributed the food to community members via drive-thru at their temple parking lot. The Hilo Betsuin Junior Young Buddhist Association has been preparing and delivering meals to elders on Sunday nights. As a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Puna Honganji recently held a food drive and collected 1,300 pounds of food, as well as monetary donations, which they presented to the Hawaii Island Food Basket. Since 2019, the Honoka'a Honganji Peace Committee has conducted a weekly Feeding the Keiki and Kupuna program. During that time, they have provided 11,000 meals to those in their community. During the pandemic, they changed the program to a drive-through or walk-up distribution in order to continue this valuable service. These large-scale efforts have been supplemented by the individual efforts of members, such as grocery shopping for others in their temples who are unable to do so, or preparing meals for those who can no longer cook for themselves. As Ishini responded to famine in the 1200s, RBWA women responded to hunger and the pandemic in 2020. Ishini shouldered the tremendous responsibility for the productivity of her land and the health and welfare of the family members and servants who depended on her. And she did it by living the Nembutsu. She told her daughter, Kakushini, "In the land of bliss, we will know everything clearly. So I hope that you shall live the life of Nembutsu and come join me there." Last summer, Honolulu United BWA asked members and friends to submit reflections and photos on the effect the pandemic and the lockdown has had on them. They received 90 replies from members of Hawaii Betsuin, Mo'ili'ili Honganji, and Jikoen. To cope with the situation, many turned to exercise, walking, and being more observant of nature. To ease the loneliness of isolation by connecting to others, they wrote letters and cards to members of their temple and made phone calls to check on their friends. They did things to help others, such as cooking and shopping for those who couldn't get out. They turned to the Buddhist teachings and appreciated the many services which the Honganji offered on YouTube and Zoom. What struck me most, though, was the universal sense of gratitude that they expressed. They felt appreciation for their families who checked in on them and helped them with shopping. They were grateful for the Buddhist teachings and the ministers who offered the online services. This experience seems to have made all of us more aware of and appreciative of things we usually take for granted, and in this way we strive to live the Nembutsu. During the 11th century, our founder, Shinran Chonin, faced difficulties such as fires, typhoons, floods, famine, and pestilence. In the 21st century, we face the difficulties of climate change, social inequities, and a worldwide pandemic. In guiding our response to these challenges, Irene Nakamoto, our immediate past president, said, "For Shinran, our actions are best when rooted in a mind of faith that deeply understands and appreciates our interdependence on each other. That deep mind gives us inner peace and security and provides a strong foundation in which to confront the world's problems. Thus, tumultuous times may upset the world, but our minds will not be upset by the world's problems. Anchored by this mind of faith, we can see the situation of our lives more clearly and act more responsibly, helping others as if they were family. End quote. From the time of Shinran Shonin and Lady Ishini almost 800 years ago, to the work of Lady Kujo helping others during the times of disaster, to the way we choose to respond to the present pandemic, we can choose to foster our interdependence in ways that benefit others. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mrs. Toyama, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliinihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 7th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Remembrance Service will be Reverend Umitani. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Alice Shiroma, and our speaker, Mrs. Lois Toyama. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Toyokazu Hagio, Rinban of Honpo Hawaii Betsuin. Namo Amida Butsu.
Buddha's great love.